WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday Night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Hello, everybody in the chat. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can support the channel just by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen that gives you an ad-free experience. Right here at twitch.tv/WTR Live. You can use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag epic partner when you buy Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair, along with 17,000 pages of Marvel skins. Again, hashtag epic partner. We're going to start off somber tonight, but we'll get into some fun and shenanigans as we go. I am the producer, Sir Rockin. We have one, Keishi Matsunaga.
Are there still 17 million Marvel skins?
There like, were 49 tabs the other day of stuff.
Oh, but is it's still there?
There was a lot of Marvel.
Oh wow!
It doesn't go away.
I mean, it will eventually.
And then it comes back.
Well, yeah, it's a cycle.
It's a lot.
It's a vicious cycle.
I didn't say it was a good one.
The voice you heard. Go ahead.
We are here to talk wrestling.
In multiple varieties. We'll explain what we're doing tonight here in a moment. We have one intern, Kane Kittens.
Yep, we're here to talk about the highs and, unfortunately, the lows of this week.
And then we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, streaming live on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTR Live. If you're listening anywhere in the World Wide Web, please join us. We've got an interactive chat room. We're going to be chatting with you, and we're going to be
talking. We're going to be talking.
We're going to be talking
about some things that were very unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with the correct words.
Wait. As you do that, let me explain to the people what's going on tonight. It's going to be a shorter version of WTR Sunday Night, as we're going to be previewing Payback along with talking about the stuff. Thanks, Rob. Anyway, there's that. Following this show will be CB Radio Not So Live reviewing All in London, which was a spectacle in of itself that we will get into in various details after this show. That is the lineup tonight.
We're going to be sharing with each other.
There we go. He's figured it out.
Not exactly the word that I was looking for, but it works.
It'll be what we need to do. So you want to handle this one?
What's that?
You want to handle this?
Oh, this is really tough. It just like bam. You know, it started off with the sad news of the passing of a hardcore legend, Terry Funk.
Which every few weeks people have been posting about him, so you knew something.
Well, for a little while now, he was in assisted living, suffering from symptoms associated with dementia, unfortunately. Now, his passing, while very sad, and it hits everybody, especially the older generation, it wasn't that unexpected.
No.
It wasn't unexpected at all. I mean, you get up and you go and you work or whatever it is you do for the day, and you check Twitter and find out that, oh, Terry Funk, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
And you think back to all of the matches you remember, everything you remember about Terry Funk, and you wish him rest well in peace, and you're not hurting anymore. So there's that, and we'll get more into Terry Funk and his life in just a second. But the next day, absolutely flooring the entire world of wrestling fans. Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wyndham Rotunda, better known most recently as Bray Wyatt, the Fiend, getting a start with WWE in NXT, coming up as
Husky Harris.
And of course, big brother to Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas, a.k.a. Uncle Howdy.
Uncle Howdy, yeah. And, of course, he was the son of Mike Rotunda, better known as IRS, Erwin R. Scheister from the late 80s, early 90s, among other wrestling personas. Bray had been very ill, and the majority of people didn't know this, but he had been battling health issues since early February of this year.
He got COVID, and then it led to some heart issues, which is why he's been out of action since February. He's been trying to get cleared for the last couple of months.
And rumors and reports were that he was on the mend. His return was not imminent, but getting close.
Yeah.
And then, boom, heart attack. Driving home after work, I hit up Twitter, and yeah, okay, I was distracted driving, but not really. And I saw it, and I just like, whoa, what? No way. Wait a minute. And that's when I messaged you, Rock.
Yeah, you sent the message in chat. Yeah, it was something. I logged on to Twitter around 6-ish. And saw a headline, saw the headline, and went, wait, what? And then you go like, oh, it's just a fake. It was not a fake headline. Went to the tweet Triple H put out about the passing, and it just went, oh, shit. And things went down there from there. Sad. It's a tragedy. He suffered a heart attack, and sucks. 36 years old.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention it on the air, but it's just absolutely bad timing for the radio station I was listening to, Rock. I don't want to mention
no,
it.
No, don't mention it. It's fine.
But yeah, it's just a song was playing. While the song was playing, it was playing on the radio while I was checking Twitter. And I tell you, for the first time in my life, I did not want to hear that group.
So, yeah. So, Friday on SmackDown, they paid tribute to both Terry Funk and Bray Wyatt. They did the 10-bell salute. They played an amazing video for Bray. Amazing video. If you haven't seen it, it's on WWE's YouTube, most likely. It's on the Fox Twitter for WWE on Fox. It's out there. It was a fantastic tribute. They had Cody come out for Terry Funk and give some nice words about him, told some stories, which was great. It sucks when they die young, right?
Yeah, there's no better. I was thinking about this. So Thursday, I hadn't looked at Twitter for the most part. And I got home, I was making some dinner, and I was going to put on the show.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you guys weren't on. And I was like, huh, it's around 7:05. I wonder if there's a message about something. And I go to Twitter and I see our group conversation.
Yeah.
And not to pull the curtain back, it's just when Bray was let go, Rock had messaged, "I have bad news."
Mm-hmm.
And I saw our chat was really long, and I was like, I wonder what's going on. And I scrolled up a little bit and I caught your message of, "I have bad news." And all I could think was, oh, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw like your next line, and I was standing in my kitchen, and I literally just stopped where I was and was just like, wait, what? What? No.
That was why I wrote no, just it just no. That was the first thing I wrote in the group. No, just no. Mm-hmm.
And it was just one of those things, like I started to scroll through and I started reading all of this. And then, you know, you had, you know, Sean Ross had put out what the cause was after he was allowed to say it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God. And then I saw the number and I was just like, holy shit. Like that hits, because it's one of those things of like, it makes me realize I'm older than Bray Wyatt. And to see that number hit and to realize that it's like he's not there, it's flooring in a sense. Because like you said, when it came to Terry Funk, I don't want to be callous about this, but it's like we had kind of been prepping for it.
Yeah, because it's been rumored and talked about. And
yeah, and you know, if you've seen Terry in the past 2 years, you kind of go, okay, you know, yeah, I'm just going to mentally prepare myself because I think something's coming. With that, it's just out of nowhere. And like I said, for lack of a better word, I mean, I want to be eloquent about this just because the man was eloquent when he cut promos and just everything, but there's no better way to say it. It just absolutely sucks.
It really does, Keish.
Yeah, it's always, anytime something like this happens, and it's few and far between, but when it does, it always reminds me that a lot of these performers are my age. Like, you get so used to when you start watching as a kid, they're larger than life people, and you don't think that you'll ever get there. And then you think about it, and it's like 36. I'm older than this guy? That's insane. Like, and it's something that you almost kind of, you would be less surprised about if this was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
With all the stuff that, you know, that wrestlers did in order to make towns to be able to perform 300 plus days a year and all that other stuff, and how those things would take their toll on these people. But lately you don't expect it, because there's guys are taking care of themselves better and all this other stuff. And like, you hear all this stuff about he's out and he's expected to make a return. You never think it's that bad. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's gone. And I saw it. I logged into Twitter and I saw it as a retweet. And I'm like, it shocked me. But because someone else had kind of screen capped it, I'm like, well, is this real? So then I went specifically to Triple H's Twitter feed to see if someone had doctored it.
Yeah.
Legit. And it was legit. And it's like a punch in the gut. Because basically everybody was just like waiting for him to come back. Everything that you hear is like, he's almost there, he's on his way, everything's looking good. And then it just 180s in an instant. And you think about his family and how that's got to suck for that. He's got so many young kids.
Four.
And, you know, even though JoJo was in the business, that's like, this isn't what you expect.
No.
From the business. And then you go further and you see like all the fans' responses and how he touched so many lives just from his character, and then how he interacted with people as himself online, and like the things he would tell people to encourage them and uplift them, whether he knew he was doing it or not. And then you go even further and you just see everything that all of his colleagues, other wrestlers, put out of their interactions with him, and the character of not the wrestler, but the character of the man. And everybody's saying great things about him. And it's not like he was a good dude, rest in peace. There was stories and like people go into great detail. And when they go into great detail, that's how you know that they're not just saying it because it's the right thing to do. They're saying it because it's real and it's true. Yep. So that takes it to that next level of like, not only are we losing someone who did so many things for us as fans, but he was so much to the people that he knew that were close with him and the people that he worked with. And it just it sucks when it's someone who is as good of a person as everybody says that he was.
You look at Becky Lynch, Big E, Alexa Bliss, just to name a couple that put out
Seth.
He's been paying tribute all weekend to Bray in different variations. You got Braun Strowman, Karrion Kross, and like going out after SmackDown, getting Firefly logo tattoos on them for Bray. You could tell he connected with the people he worked with. He connected with his audience.
Well, this reminds me very much of when Brody passed.
Because he was the last, again, he was the last one that this young to go.
Yeah. Again, very sudden, almost a very similar way, if we're going to talk about that. But the one thing that struck me when Brody passed wasn't just how people talked, kind of touching on what Casey mentioned, wasn't just what people mentioned in terms of like Bray being a great wrestler and being a great showman in terms of the story. It was always talking about him being a great person, a great father. And you saw the same thing when people were talking about Bray. I mean, they talked about his acumen for the business. And I mean, he's a third generation star. It's in his blood. And there's, you know, so I was listening to a show and they were talking about the fact of like, yeah, someone posted a picture and it was Bray, Bo, Harry Smith. It's like they're all kids just running around, you know, at their parents. And it's like it takes you back being like, oh yeah, they're just little kids. But it also, you start to look at it and you're like, yeah, he has been linked and has, you know, connections and is just part of the professional wrestling fabric for so long because of his dad, because of his brother, because of his family. And he's so entrenched in there. And people just, we're not just losing a person. We're losing, you know, I don't even know how to say it.
Family.
We're losing a piece of professional wrestling family through all of this.
And that sucks.
Again, there's no better word for it. It just absolutely sucks.
It sucks. Really, really sucks. He had an impact on everybody. Good or bad, he had an impact.
Mm-hmm.
You may have not liked his creative, but you knew. You listened to the crowd on Friday. You listened, you just see different interactions. Like, what was it, Vanessa Hudgens, or however you pronounce her last name? The celebrity put out a whole tweet about him, or an Instagram post, whatever. Something about him. I mean, he had a connection with her. And the Arsenal football game, they played his music. They did tribute.
And the Fireflies were out.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was a star.
This thing transcended, it transcended professional wrestling. You brought up Arsenal soccer. Worldwide, everything going on was paying tribute in one form or another.
And you it's great to see.
Yeah, well, and he deserves it. Like, I was telling someone today who has, you know, who doesn't, I mean, the most they know about wrestling is the fact that I do it. And so when I was explaining to him, like, who he was as a character, I said he was the type of character and the way that he went about doing it, he would be able to pull in someone who'd never watched wrestling before. And they would be engaged with him because that's how good he was.
He can, his voice connected. Mm-hmm. Anytime he was on television, you were glued to, even if you didn't understand it, you were glued to it.
Well, if you want to understand the captivating nature of what Bray Wyatt was, look back just over a year ago?
Yep, a little bit. It's coming up on a year.
With one of the most viral campaigns we had ever seen. And he had a stranglehold on the business for over 2 months without ever showing his face. He helped manufacture one of the biggest viral campaigns we had seen. And it got to such a fevered pitch that when it came out at, what was it, Extreme Rules?
Extreme Rules, right here in Philly.
When it came out that it was like, oh, Extreme Rules, this is where the reveal is going to happen.
I swear, the only viral campaign that was bigger was Chris Jericho's first return.
Oh, not the countdown, but
like the other one.
The code. Yeah, the code.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This was more viral. The Bray's was. Because you knew that was Jericho. While you had this, they never said it was Bray until the very end where they kind of made you have a good idea. But there was little touches in everything they did on the viral campaign that was just perfect.
It drew you in. It made you want to see. And then the second we got to the end of the show and they did the fake cutoff.
Yeah.
Everyone still watched. Everyone knew what was coming. And so he just sat there and he came out. And I remember I was working that night. I was working an event and I'm sitting there on my phone watching this thing taking place, and the absolute pop that hit when you saw the door and you were like, okay, there's this door. And then you saw the lantern. And the crowd started to erupt.
Yeah.
Then you saw the figure walk out and it got louder. And then the mask came off and it tore the roof off.
I skipped right to the end of the show when I got home that night just to see that part. Mm-hmm. Before going to bed, because I wasn't home for that show. I was like, I need to see that. I can go to bed just seeing that. Everything else can wait. It sucks. Again, it sucks. Mm-hmm. There's no way to transition out of that other than it sucks and he will be missed. And I assume there's going to be another tribute tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw. With that, we're here to quickly go through Payback because that airs next Sunday. We will not be covering it live next Sunday because there's another AEW pay-per-view on.
Another four-hour show
next Sunday. We won't be live for that, but for Payback, but we'll have a preview. We're previewing it quickly here. There's five matches announced. Really don't have. There's not much to any of these matches that we need to really go through. But we got LA Knight and The Miz one-on-one. Who you got, Brent, and why?
I'm gonna go LA Knight. He's screwing with The Miz in the best way possible. You need something to carry him forward after that Battle Royal victory. The Miz doesn't need the win. He's a good opponent, especially on the mic, to take on LA Knight, because you want that sparring back and forth with someone. But The Miz will put on a good performance. But yeah, this is going to be LA Knight. Yeah.
Case, who you got to watch?
I don't think there's anything I can add. I think, yeah, like having Miz as an opponent is doing great things for him. If he wasn't getting, you know, if quote unquote, people were bitching about him not getting the exposure that he was deserving before, this is definitely going to make those people happy because he's getting TV time. He's going up against one of the best talkers in the company. And at the end of the day, he's going to come out with his hand raised just like everybody wants. And I'm excited to see what they do with him next.
Tim,
let me talk to you.
Simple and LA Knight for Tim. It's clean sweep there. United
States. I was going to elaborate just a tiny little bit on the match. I'll be quick. Relax. I do expect The Miz to really, really work at elevating LA Knight. I mean, the guy does not need help. He's absolutely awesome in the ring. He's spectacular. But expect Miz to sell his ass off for LA Knight.
It is the rematch for the United States Championship. Rey Mysterio takes on Austin Theory. Give me your thoughts, Tim, and why. Who you got?
You know, I could see this just being a, here you go, Rey, this is a thank you, and now give it back to Austin. But I'm not feeling that. I could see it happening, but I'm not feeling it. I just have this funny feeling that Rey and Dominic aren't done with each other, and belt versus belt coming down the pipe eventually within a few months.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Ray.
All right. Kay, who you got to watch?
It's kind of interesting that Austin Theory's kind of just seemingly, I don't know, fallen out of favor or just more or less disappeared lately. And I mean, I don't know if there's backstage stuff or personal stuff or whatever.
I think he got lost in the shuffle with the Bloodline story and they just didn't have time for him.
Yeah. Just, it sucks.
I think he's also more of a Vince guy than a Trips guy. Not that Trip doesn't think highly of him. I think it's just...
Yeah, the stuff that he was doing was more Vince ran than Triple H ran, I think is the problem. So yeah, I mean, as long as Ray doesn't hurt himself on Friday, I think he's going to retain.
Okay. Right.
When it comes to this, I see Mysterio retaining simply because I think where you turn Ray next is not Dominic. I think it's Santos. Because if you want to, you have the built-in storyline of Santos never got his opportunity. If you remember, Theory took him out. Ray stepped in. Ray got the belt. And so it's either going to be one of those things where it's a friendly thing where Santos is like, hey, can I get my shot? And Rey's like, sure, of course. Or we start to see the turn and Santos goes after Rey and Rey helps to put over the new luchador star.
Interesting.
So in this case, I'm going Rey Mysterio to retain next Saturday.
There you go. It is Rhea Ripley and Raquel Rodriguez cage for the Women's World Championship. Who you got and why?
I'm excited to see this. They're both very good, strong women. It should be a good slugfest. I don't think they're taking that title off Rhea anytime soon, so I'm going to stick with Rhea, but I expect a very good match between the two of them.
Tim, who you got away?
Oh, I got Rhea retaining, but I also have Rhea selling heavily for Raquel to make Raquel look even more like a powerhouse than they've been doing already. I'm looking forward to this match. I think it's going to be fun and quite entertaining.
Right.
I mean, we could use Keishi's line in this with some alteration.
I tried to come up with one. I couldn't do it.
I was going to say, I don't know if beefy women quite works in the same way.
No.
But two large, powerful women beating the high holy hell out of each other is what you're going to get for this match. And we've seen it in bits and pieces on the shows so far. But yeah, they're going to beat the hell out of each other. I don't think it's time to take the belt off of Ripley, but I think it is time for her to face a stern challenge. Not that, like, Zelina was not a stern challenge, but at the same time, you know, Zelina Vega is 100, maybe 110 pounds soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
You finally have someone that is Rhea's size, Rhea's strength equivalent, someone who could, both of them in theory could be wrestling men, and it would be like, yeah, no, we totally get it. They could actually face men, but it'll be good to see Rhea in a competitive match for the belt rather than, you know, 2-minute squash matches or in a match where she can just completely assert her will.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what the end is. So I'm going Ripley.
Trish Stratus, Becky Lynch in a cage. Cage, who you got and why?
Ooh. Theoretically, the cage is supposed to add that no one can get involved stipulation that never, ever, ever, ever works anymore. Regardless of that, there it is.
I had to wake it up.
I think this time Becky gets that victory and kind of pause. It's a weird spot to wrap this up, but I still think Becky's going to come out on top on this one.
Brent, you got away.
I'm going to go Becky for this because she needs the win here in order for people to possibly stay invested in this, because Trish has gotten the one up in everything except for the one win to force Trish into the Falls Count Anywhere match. She's been one upped. She's been frustrated. As Keish said, the cage is supposed to keep people out, although we have seen in the past, especially with Becky Lynch, you know, people still will get involved, of course. But what if someone gets involved in Becky's favor this time? This should be the end, but if they want to keep this going, someone could come back for payback on Trish for jumping her backstage.
Every month you go with this theory and it hasn't paid off.
I know, but I'm going to keep it going.
It's not working.
It can work.
It's not working.
It can take you to another pay-per-view if you want to keep Trish around.
All it takes is one time and then it'll work.
Exactly. All it takes is the one time and it's like, see, it happened. But for this, no, like, Becky needs the win here. Trish can take the loss because, I mean, it's not like she hasn't had a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
And, yeah, either this can be the end of it or this can get you to the next step of what you want.
Tim, who you got and why?
I was hoping Brent wouldn't go there this time out because I wanted to bring that up.
Too late.
I do expect to see her at some point during this match, probably towards the end. And the odds are good that the distraction assists in the last kicker getting the victory. So, yeah, I'm picking Becky Lynch.
Shinsuke challenges Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight title. Who you got, Tim, and why?
No, Seth retains, and I hope they finally let the two of these guys do what they do best.
Hopefully. So, Keish, you got to watch.
I'm also picking Seth, and I'm also expecting this to be like one of Shinsuke's best showings in a long time. I'd say Seth's, but he's constantly delivering. I think this is going to be awesome, but yeah, Seth's going to retain.
Brent, who are you going to win?
I think Seth's going to retain here. Nothing against Shinsuke Nakamura. If he were to get the title here, I don't think anyone would have a problem with it. He's earned the right to hold the championship gold, but I don't know what a Sith or a Shinsuke title run here would actually mean or do. Now, could we also see a cash in here?
Get out of my head.
That would be intriguing to leave Payback with Damian Priest as your champion and furthering the Judgment Day discontent, because Finn couldn't get it done. Damian picks his spot, and now Finn is just sitting there seething that he still doesn't have the belt. So I'll go Rollins retains, but a Priest cash in.
And there you go. That's our show tonight, Tim.
That's it, everybody. Don't go anywhere. CB Radio Not So Live, Not So Live is going to be up next, taking care of AEW.
Indeed. CB Radio Not So Live, live. That's the gimmick.
Yeah, and tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, is going to be the post show.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. It's the Raw post show, Mondays, 11 p.m. Eastern.
The lovely Lindsay Ward returns Thursday, 10 o'clock Eastern, with another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show, with Rock tagging along.
That one's going to be a show.
You don't want to miss this one, kids.
It's gonna be something. We're also going to preview Payback Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And, of course, you're going to be playing Fortnite with friends throughout the week, especially Saturday night, where you can use the Critical Rock Thought and Fortnite chat room.
Okay. No. Because there's a pay-per-view premium live event on Saturday.
That we just talked about.
Here and talked about for 20 minutes. But normally 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 4 with friends, followed by CB Radio Live, which will be a thing on Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk football, wrestling, and some more. Check out the Excalibur Challenge we did last night, and fun stuff. CB Radio Live, CB Radio Not So Live is next, which means next Sunday we are not live because there's another AEW pay-per-view. Sorry.
Absolutely correct. We'll be back in 2 weeks on Sunday, and we'll talk about stuff.
We'll talk about things. Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about stuff and things. You can get all the info that the Wild Talk Radio Network pumps out through social media.
Indeed. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twixer, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twixer. Do things. Tim's on Twitter at
Flames Forums on Twix.
Twixer. There's an at the end.
If you insist.
Keish is on the socials.
I almost started talking without unmuting. Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, and I finally somehow entered into current relevancy, and I'm now on the Twixer. At Kyle Driver, you can find me there, and also a link to my merch store in the description of both of those. I got nothing else. Thanks.
Brent?
You can find me on Twitter. Is it right or left Twixer? Just kidding.
It depends.
Which way you look at it.
Okay. So I'm on the Twixer at Kane Kittens. I'm also on Threads. I'm on Instagram. In the very near future, there may be another thing or two to plug, because something happened yesterday.
Ooh.
He spent the money.
I still can't believe it.
We're proud of you.
It's hitting, but there may be a few other things to talk about in the upcoming weeks. So stay tuned.
Indeed. Remember, chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button on the blue screen. And to correct Tim's plug, it's creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. You can buy Madden, which there's a review. Rack Extra Reviews, Madden NFL 24 now available. Check that out. Do the thing. But you can use the code buy Madden for the PC through the Epic Game Store. That's a win for everyone. For those listening live, we're going to take a quick break. We'll hear some fancy commercials. And come back with Steve Guerrero not so live. To those listening to the podcast, Tim's going to send us home now.
Well, everybody, I appreciate you tuning in. And have yourselves a fantastic week. And we'll see you for another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio in 2 weeks. Now, once again, for those of you listening to the podcast, you can always catch Steve Radio Not So Live. That will be also podcasted. But don't walk. Run.